This is David Owens with University of Delaware Extension Entomology, located at the Carville Research and Education Center in Georgetown, Delaware. Today is August 19th, and this alert regards soybeans and sorghum. Our big corn earworm flight has begun. Began about a week or so ago when our blacklight trap counts went through the roof, and now our pheromone trap counts are going up. Sites that were catching 5 to 10 moths a night are now catching 40 or more moths a night. And our blacklight trap, like I said, has been extremely high and very unusual. So I reckon that the next 2 weeks are going to be absolutely critical for scouting double crop soybeans. Any soybeans that are at R2 to R3 right now need to be scouted carefully in the 2 weeks ahead. Those soybeans are the most attractive to moths, both to feed on nectar as well as to lay eggs. If you look at NC State corn earworm threshold calculator, you could Google search that. You can enter in your cost of control and your price of soybeans, and it'll give you a threshold. Generally, it's near 3 and 15 sweeps. That's a decent ballpark, I think. In terms of spraying, we've got several materials that are labeled and are good options. And you can look up UD Soybean Insect Control Pest Management Guide for that. Around here, very common products are chlorantraniliprole containing products like Besiege or Elevest or Coragen Evo or Vanacor. When we've targeted small worms in the past, those products have done a very good job. And I'm comfortable with the low rates of those products targeting small worms. Do not rely on a pyrethroid by itself. Virginia Tech and our lab have been testing for pyrethroid resistance, and we have a high level of pyrethroid resistance in our moths, even higher than what we often see in August. So do not use a pyrethroid by itself. Do not rely on pyrethroids for corn earworm management. Regarding sorghum, I found my first sugarcane aphids or sorghum aphids about 2.5 weeks ago. This is the prime time to be scouting for aphids. They can cause damage to sorghum all the way up to the soft dough stage. They reproduce extremely rapidly. So what I do is I look for aphid colonies on middle canopy leaves. As I'm walking through a sorghum field, I'll flip leaves up and look for those whitish yellow or yellowish white aphid colonies. When you run into an infestation, it's obvious. And you'll hear it too. Bees and flies and wasps will feed on honeydew from the underside of an aphid colony as it settles on lower leaves. Thresholds are 30% infested plants with localized honeydew slicks present. And we've got a couple of different insecticidal options, Transform, Savanto, and Safina. Safina is probably, it'll keep aphids from expanding in population, but it's not as good at knocking them down. So if you have a heavy infestation, you might want to use Savanto or Transform. Savanto has a 2EE for lower rates for white sugarcane aphid at the 4 to 6 ounce range. I really like it does a very, very good job on that. If you have any questions regarding aphids or corn earworm management in these crops, feel free to contact me anytime. Other blooming crops that are at risk, corn earworm can get into sorghum that's shedding pollen right now. They can get into lima beans and tomatoes late. So there are other crops that earworms can be a problem in, not least of which is sweet corn, which is what we are currently spraying just about every day here at the research station, different trials and different plots. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me anytime, owensd@udel.edu. And hope all is well with you and have a good one.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege is a restricted use pesticide.